It was warm in the cafe, and Peter went up to the counter where a girl was serving. John took a seat at a table. "Two teas, please," said Peter to the girl at the counter. "Here you are, love," said the girl, as she pushed two cups of tea towards Peter. "That's 90p, please." Peter gave her the money and carried the cups of tea over to the table where John was sitting. "Thank you," said John. The tea was hot and sweet and warmed both of them up. "So, you've left home then," said Peter.
"That's right," John replied.
"Why?" Peter asked.
"I told you we had an argument," said the boy.
Peter smiled. "You don't have to tell me if you don't want to."
"I want to," said John. "I must talk to someone."
"Tell me what happened then," said Peter in a kind voice.
"Well, you see," John began, "my parents are dead and I live with my uncle."
Peter interrupted the boy. "In Bristol?"
"Yes, that's right," said John. "My uncle has always been kind to me, but he never lets me do anything."
"What do you mean?" asked Peter. The boy pushed back his chair.
"Well, he never lets me go out in the evenings."
Peter nodded. "Why not?"
"Oh," the boy said, "he says that I must stay in and study instead. He makes me stay in and study every night while my friends are out enjoying themselves."
"I see," said Peter as he drank his tea. "That's why you ran away, is it?" John shook his head.
"Not really. It was because of what happened last night."
"What did happen?" asked Peter, watching the boy's face closely.